يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all I advise myself and invite all of you to practice the piety and patience in this world, as there are great promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who practice the patience in this world. Those who be obedient in this world, Allah has reserved blessings of this world and blessings of other world. In the verses from Surah Mubarakah, Insan, that in the past we have discussed, bounties for those who have been patient, steadfast, those who are steadfast in this world. When we start thinking that being patient, how much it's going to differentiate us from any other people, those who are outside, those who do not follow anything, then also you'll find that there is a limited difference in practices, that somebody may pray few times and stays patient by fasting, gives a little charity. Otherwise, normal life of the human being, it's not making any difference. And practices, rest of people they do, and you do that as well. But those practices and this steadfasting, this being patient, it has greater rewards in the other world. And other world, that is being said that it's not a limited. We live in this world that is transitional world, a short world. And an intelligent person is not going to make this business that waste everything in this world and waste whatever it's been reserved for him in the other world. Let us look at those bounties that have been said in these verses of Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And they shall be made to drink therein a cup. So there are terms very interestingly in Quran, or in Arabic it's been used kub. So kub, and today in present English it's been used cup. So there's not much difference. So it seems that there has been taken from Arabic, or Arabic has taken from English. I don't think that is the case, but English has taken from Arabic cup, kub. So, and sometimes it's been used ka'as. يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. They will be made an offer of admixture in the other world, which shall be with the mixture of ginger. This is one of the bounty that has been mentioned, that when they are being offered, they have various flowers, and this is one of the flowers that is going to be offered in the other world. When you start looking at those bounties of Quran that has been mentioned in various places, there are specific qualities of those bounties. One of the quality of the paradise, it's been said that they are plenty, they are not limited, and one, he uses whatever he likes to use, that is not going to be ended. As it's been said, فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرًا. So there are vegetables that are plenty, and it has no end. Second quality that is mentioned in the previous verses and some other verses as well, that they are not seasonal. You know, whatever we have in this world, bounties of this world are seasonal, and they are going to end after a while. But in other world, it's been said that la maqtu'a, they are not for a short term, they are not for short time, but they are eternal. And they are being forever. Nobody is, those people who are going to be offered, or those who are going to be in the paradise, they will not have any obstacle to take those blessings and the benefits and the bounties of the paradise. Because it's been said they are not being banned from anybody. La mamnu'a. لا مقطوع ولا ممنوع. So there's no obstacle. Nobody's going to be banned. Everybody's going to have a complete freedom that they can choose those blessings and they can benefit in the paradise. There is a complete choice in the paradise. There is complete choice. Whatever you choose. Over here you don't have choice. Because depending on our circumstances, we have limited choices. But in other world, that is not the case. مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. Whatever they would like to choose, they would be able to choose. Whatever they like to choose. And that also depends on their desire. Whenever they desire, in any circumstances when they would have desire, as it's been said, مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ مَا تَشْتَهِ الْأَنفُسِ. Whatever the souls are going to desire And whenever they are going to desire, with the desire they are going to be offered. So in this world, sometimes we do not have desire, but we have to eat because we don't have choice. In other words, there is not going to be a case. We are going to be offered when we have desire, and whatever we have desire, it's going to be depending on the desires of mu'minin. Also, when we use bounties in this world, there are many side effects. You know, there are side effects of this world. And something it suits with the nature of somebody, and sometimes it does not. But Quran says that in other world that is not the case. There is no side effect. Because they are bounties, infinity bounties and eternal bounties that are going to be remaining forever. لا يصدعون. They are not going to be the bounties that are going to affect anything or anybody, or is somebody going to be sick in the other world. Bounties are available for people. They are available. They have been humiliated. They have been provided in front of the people that they can choose. ذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا ذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا That its branches are being down, and they are being offering itself, that anybody, anytime would like to choose, they would be able to choose that. There will be servants who are going to be available, as in the previous verses that I've recited. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ There will be handsome young people, those who are going to be surrounding the people, and they will be offering. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ So that means when they are offering at that time, it's also being taken care of that what kind of people. Their being handsome also it's been considered. Their being in special form also it's been considered. That people they can have complete joys. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتُهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا That when you look at them then you find that they are like scattered pearl. They are like pearl, that just looking at them, you'll enjoy as well. Those who are offering the food and drinks to the people. Their flexibility, their relaxation also has been considered. So think about Zaireen of Habab Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. So today, this environment that we can see, it makes us understand that in other world also, mu'mineen are going to be offered. Same services that have been offered. When you go towards Ahlul Bayt, go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then world becomes peaceful. It becomes such peaceful that everybody would like to give services. Everybody would like to be like a servant. So this is one of the things that has been said. وَعَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ They are leaning on pillows that, you know, I said in the past that when you go on a throne and see a king sitting somewhere in the past, and when you look at them, you find that they are sitting, their seating is different. And today also, you know, when you go to the palaces, for example, or White House, and then you see different kind of seating, with the golden type of the sides, and they are being made special seating. This condition has been provided to mu'mineen, that all those things that they have been steadfasting in this world, and they have not been able to take benefit of that in this world, they will enjoy in the other world. In this world, when we use various types of the bounties, at that time sometimes there is jealousiness. There are sometimes comparative, we start comparing one another. But in other words, that is not the case, because hearts are clear. minds are clear. Now everybody is not going to have any jealousiness. It's completely a gathering of the faithful people under the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's complete reflection of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ غِلٌّ. We will take out any type of the hatred, any type of the jealousiness from their hearts. And these hearts are going to be completely purified hearts. When hearts become purified, then this is the situation. There's no jealousiness. That is why it's been said that we need to practice the faith. We need to practice the piety. That we don't compare one another. That we can be equal to one another. We can see everybody equal. In this world also, if somebody starts practicing those, then he's going to be living in the paradise. When they will enter, they will enter with the blessings from Allah. Peace and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salutes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A complete pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, it's been said, Ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. Ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. They will be provided pleasure of Allah that is the greater. Or in Surah Mubarak Yasin, it's been said, Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim. Peace be upon you. That is the statement of your Lord that is merciful. They will also be given opportunity that their children, their families join with them. They will be able to join with them as well. If they desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide this opportunity as well. Al-haqda bihim durriyatahum. We will make them join, that they can stay with them and they can enjoy. Being the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And neighborhood of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. As in Dua Nudba, we read those phrases, وَشِّعَتُكَ عَلَى مَنَابِرَ مِن نُورِ مُبِيَضَّةً وُجُوهُمْ وَهُمْ جِيرَانِ. Prophet said, O Ali, your Shias are going to be in my neighborhood. They'll be in the highest places. Those who follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they will be with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us that we can enjoy the bounties of the other world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us that sabr and patience in this world. May Allah provide that taqwa and the piety in this world. May Allah make us from the followers of the pious people, from the lovers of muttaqeen. May Allah give us opportunity to stand with Imam of the age. May Allah give us opportunity we can support his cause. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم في مصاب أبي عبد الله عليه الصلاة والسلام I would like to extend condolences to all mu'minin mu'minat for the memories of the tragedy that have taken place in Karbala. Again, those memories are fresh with the Day of Arba'een. As Day of Arba'een approaches, it refreshes all those memories of tragedy after tragedy. Not one tragedy, that was tragedy after tragedy. In Ziyarat Ashura, it's been said, Avumal Musibatuka ala Samawat wal Ard, that your tragedy was overwhelming and it was hard upon the sky and earth. If we weep today, that is only a little effect of a tragedy of Karbala. There are many effects of this tragedy. That if even I say that heaven and earth, they will not be able to bear this tragedy, that is true. Awwama musibatuka alal Islam. It's a tragedy that was tragedy of Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, when we like to see fruits of Karbala, we see in the form of these azadaris, we see the fruit of Karbala in the form of this procession that is taking place, and every day world is witnessing an international congregation that human being ever has seen. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and his miraculous move, it is obvious, and today we can see that miracle outside. We are witnessing that miracle. Mm-hmm. That this is a personality that is inspiring the hearts and making a move without anybody asking people. Is there any leader that is asking that you should come to this place? Is there any imam that is asking? Yes, I'm Maryam Salam. They emphasized on the day about Arba'een. But how this Arba'een has inspired millions of people, that since ever, now it's been announced that 18 million people, they are already gathered today. Today is not day of Arba'een. 18 million people are already gathered, and from 60 countries, people, they are plunging, they are moving towards Karbala. And they are not moving. There is significance of this gathering that I wanted to speak about that. This rally that is happening, it is rally with the faith, with the love, with affection. There is no argument. There is no fight between the people. When we like to organize a little gathering in our center, then we are worried that how we'll be able to gather, how we'll be able to keep this unity,
how will be able to keep everybody taking benefit of that. But can you see that how Imam Hussein has made a move? There is no argument, there is no fight. When you go for Hajj, there is a different situation. People go for Hajj, of course. You see fighting while they are doing tawaf. But there is no situation with Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein has taken control of the hearts. And this is a miracle, that everybody would like to offer something, everybody would like to give up something. Even there are people, those who are giving massage to the people. Can you imagine? I've seen ulama sitting over there having brush in their hands and polishing the boots of the other people. Can you see? This is possible. I've seen movies that ulama with their amamas go inside and washing haram of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. This is significant. You'll not find anywhere this kind of gathering. You'll not find anywhere this kind of rally. You see that this country at the moment was the most dangerous country in the world. The most dangerous country in the world, where they cut the people in the pieces. They have created a situation that they were placing head of the people on the walls for many days. They were playing with the head of the people. Have you seen? So these were the news. That they were playing like a football with the head of people. With all these conditions, people, they are moving with their children, with their families, without any weapon. So this is significant. Don't you see that? This is significant. There is no fear, but there is complete love. They don't want to go by the car. They don't want to go by any transport, but they would like to walk. A young man that is born in America, in Western countries, that has never seen to walk anywhere, he would love walking. And not walking 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, but 80 miles. Spending day and night, or maybe 3 days, just walking. And after walking also, they are thirsty. Their thirst has not been completed. They still like to go inside the haram, and they feel that honor by saying, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati hallat bifina'ik. Giving salute to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein with the honor. Feeling that honor by giving this salute. They don't feel tiredness, but their tiredness is going to be removed when they enter to this haram. What a great inspiration. See, this is a great inspiration that you will not find anywhere. You cannot find this effect from anywhere. That with all this advancement, can anybody create such a gathering that they can have this inspiration? But this can happen by the authority that has sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now people, they would like to sacrifice for his cause. Today, let me say salam and salute to Zainab salamullahi alayha. Our salam and salute upon those ladies when they came into Karbala. At that time, there was nobody who could say condolences to them. There was nobody who could come and say to Zainab salamullah alayha, our condolences to you. While she was leaving Karbala, while she was going through the Kufa and Syria, they took them as captive. They humiliated them from one city to the other city. They were standing hours and hours without hijab. And they have been treated such an inhuman actions. But today, these 20 million people, they say, Labbaik Ya Hussein. today these young people, they say labbaik ya Zainab salamullah alayha, labbaik ya Ruqayya salamullah alayha. Our salam upon those who have sacrificed. And one more thing that I would like to add, brothers and sisters, that this what we see today, it is fruit of those martyrs, shuhada, who have given their lives in the past. In the war of 8 years, I have seen sometimes there were signs board that these mujahideen, they used to write Karbala is few miles further. They lived with the wish to go towards Karbala, and they died for this wish. They martyr for this wish, and this wish has become true today. Those shuhada, salam and peace upon those martyrs, those who have been martyred in Iraq, in Iran, those mujahideen who had wished that if Shias and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they can enter to Iraq with the freedom. After creating all those conditions, enemies of Islam, they got together, they put and financed everything, they funded, they created such inhuman people, but they have been failed today. Their failure can be seen, and it's obvious that one side you see those animals, those who are having all the weapons, all the bombs, their job is only killing. And other hand, there are people barefooted, walking towards Karbala without any weapon. But their weapon is faith. Their weapon is iman. Their weapon is belief. And let me tell to the powers today, that do you think that you can take the world with your power, with your helicopters, with your bombs, with atom bomb? No. Believe me, that if these people, they move to any power, if these people, they become soldier, and if any leader take the lead of these people, they will take any power from this world, and they will be able to change the world. And this is one of the signs that we will be able to see a time when son of Imam Hussein, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, will be able to lead these gatherings. And today, that statement of Zainab Salamullah Alayha has become true, that she stated in the court of Yazid, Ya Yazid, kid kaidak, wa assi' sa'yak, wallahi la tamhu dhikrana, wa la tumitu wahyana. O Yazid, you can strive whatever you like. You can make your plots. But believe me that our remembrance is not going to be vanished, and our name is going to remain. That statement has become true. I was looking at some of the signs that are being said in Karbala. This was one of the signs. Chunma Husseini Hasteem, Sheikh Hussein Bapak Nigahdari. See, this city is becoming a kind of city that everybody has to take care of this city with peace and blessing, with love and affection. City of Hussein is city of love and affection. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are commemorating Arba'een, inshallah, on Sunday, our community will have a procession outside downtown Houston in order to deliver the message to the community in Houston and America, delivering the message of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein with your unity, with standing together, shoulder to shoulder. Everybody, if we could not go Karbala, but at least we can go downtown Houston. Let us, you know, follow the path of Aba Abdullah, follow the path of those Zaireen, and make this as a worship that we can stand and we can also demonstrate with them, and feel that we are also walking one day, inshallah, towards Karbala. Another thing that our school at Al-Hadi has organized a play of Karbala, And today they would like to demonstrate that play. It's going to be in the evening, inshallah. I would like to request all community to give support to the young people, to the volunteers, to the parents, school administration, those who have organized such an important play in order to give message to the children. I have seen that many people, they were being volunteer from many, many days, and they were continuously making this effort. Let us appreciate them. Only your being over their presence, it's going to give them a great relief that they have succeeded in their task. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, and may Allah bless all the volunteers who volunteer for the task of Aba Abdullah. according to the statement of great Marja in Iraq, he has felt that there is great danger for the city of Samarra, and he is requesting the community in Iraq to defend, and army in Iraq to defend Samarra, as that is another great city where our Aimar Salam are buried. And Muqtada Sadr, one of the scholars, also has announced that he would like to have his army to be used for the defend of Samarra, and they're ready to defend that city. We hope that this gathering in Karbala should become a step forward, that we can completely protect the cities of Aimar Salam by this gathering. And we hope that inshallah all those people internationally, those who are gathering, they will pledge their allegiance that they would like to protect Iraq, as Iraq is a country that is naturally country of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Can I request with the salawat, stand up and move forward.
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي مددي